Grace to and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Please be seated. Last Sunday, the festival of the Reformation was the festival of faith. After all, as we heard from our vicar on that day, the heart of the Reformation is the gospel, summed up in the three solas. That scripture alone reveals that we are saved by God's grace alone, through faith alone. But Reformation Day is not the only day of faith in our church calendar. The feast that we observe today, All Saints' Day, itself is a feast that requires great faith to celebrate. It takes great faith to receive the twin descriptions of the church in heaven and the church on earth, as found as our lessons today, as true. It takes great faith to confess, "I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church." All Saints' Day requires great faith because what is heard and confessed does not correspond with what is seen and observed. Think about the last funeral you attended here at Our Savior. As you entered the church, you may have seen a casket before you. Perhaps it was open, perhaps closed. And the body within, whether seen or unseen, was motionless, silent, and cold. Was there anything in what you saw in that casket that even remotely hinted that that body would live again? Let alone that that person's soul was living now? How much more so when there is no body due to cremation? And as you left the burial site, as the final shovelfuls of dirt were thrown into the grave, was there anything that you saw to suggest that this was not the end for that person? No. By all outward appearances, death is permanent. And those people who were known and loved by their families and friends are just gone, never to laugh or joke or comfort or speak again. But despite what your eye had seen, your ear heard something very different. You heard the remembrance of baptism from Romans chapter 6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. You heard the verse, as written by the Apostle John in Revelation chapter 1. Alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. And you heard the promise of our Lord Jesus from John chapter 11. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. These words, that is, the word of God written through the apostles and prophets, is more sure, more reliable than what your very eyes see. This word speaks of God who became man for us men and for our salvation. It speaks of the Son of God dying on the cross for the sins of the world. It speaks of Christ Jesus rising again from death to life on Easter morning. And this word tells you how the same new life is given to you and to all who believe in Jesus Christ alone. And while this may be totally contrary to everything you know in this world by sight, to everything you feel and experience, it is true. And we receive it by faith alone. And thus, by the Spirit working through God's word and sacraments, we are bold to confess, even in the face of death itself, the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Therefore, it is by faith and faith alone that we hold John's vision of the saints who have died in Christ to be more real than what we should see and feel and experience in a funeral here on earth. As we heard, John saw the dead in Christ, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. and they were anything but motionless or silent or cold. The dead in Christ, whom John saw, were not lifeless bodies, certainly not dust and ashes. Rather, John looked, and behold, he saw the dead in Christ acting very much alive, standing before the throne of Almighty God and the Lamb, that is the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ. He saw them clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. He heard them praising God with a loud voice, falling on their faces before him and worshiping him. Such are not the actions of corpses or cremains. These are the actions of living, thriving beings. But again, your eyes of the flesh here on earth will never grasp this truth. It must be believed. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And as true as it is that the word of John can only be received by faith alone, it is equally true that the word of Jesus that we heard today, the Beatitudes, can only be received through faith and faith alone. Hear again what our Lord Jesus says about the saints on earth in today's gospel. Blessed are the poor in spirit, that is, those who confess themselves to be poor, miserable sinners, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, that is, through daily contrition and repentance, those who drown and kill the old Adam, along with all sins and evil desires, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, that is, those who humble themselves before the will and word of God, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that is, those who seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, that is, those who forgive those who trespass against them, even 70 times 7, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, that is, those who worship the one true God and him alone, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, that is, those who confess the peace made by Christ on his cross, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, that is, those who suffer for their faith in Jesus, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil falsely against you on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Blessed, says Jesus, over and over and over again, blessed are the saints. Rejoice and be glad, says Jesus to the saints, for your reward is great in heaven. But again, the eye sees something very different here on earth. The eye does not see those who are meek, those who are poor, those who hunger and thirst, those who are persecuted as blessed. Rather, it sees success and prosperity and comfort for those who are self-confident, those who are happy, those who are assertive, those who pursue riches and possessions as the ultimate goal, those who stand up for themselves, those who change with the times, those who win at all costs, those who do what is popular. Just by all outward appearances, these are the people who are blessed. These are the people who rejoice and are glad. These are the people who have a great reward, and they can enjoy it now because they find it here on earth. But again, do not let your eyes of the flesh mislead you. The word of God is far more certain. Listen to the voice of Jesus. He says, blessed, and all the more blessed are you. Blessed are you. God's grace, his love, his favor rests upon you who repent, who humble yourselves, who seek first the kingdom of God, who forgive, who worship him alone, who confess Jesus Christ and him crucified, who suffer so many things for his sake. Blessed are you, Jesus says. And notice how Jesus speaks in the present tense in these Beatitudes. Blessed are you. You see, blessedness is not just a future hope for the saints. Blessedness is not just what you will experience when you hunger or thirst or have tears no more. Rather, blessedness is your present reality. Blessedness is what you have right now. Blessed are you at this very moment. Regardless of what your eyes have seen, regardless of your own doubts and fears and sorrows, regardless of even the death itself that overshadows you, Jesus says that you are blessed. And his word is unfailingly true. His word actually accomplishes that which he purposes. It actually succeeds in the thing for which he sends it. And therefore, if Jesus says you are blessed, you are blessed indeed. Or as the Apostle John writes in our epistle, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. God calls you his children. You are his children. Now to return again to the subject of faith, Martin Luther and his fellow reformers constantly emphasized that the true Christian faith never trusts in itself, never looks to itself for assurance, never has itself as its own subject or object. True Christian faith must look outside of itself, must find its object externally. And so today, our faith that the dead in Christ are raised and that the saints on earth are blessed can only stand fast and endure when Jesus Christ is its object. Only by faith in Christ and Christ alone can we confess that the church on earth is blessed and that the church in heaven is living. It is by faith that we cling to Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the whole world. As we heard again last week, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. By faith, we receive the forgiveness of sins won by Jesus on the cross. And therefore, by faith, you are truly blessed here on earth, even in the midst of your trials, whatever they may be. For the scripture says, blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. By faith, you who are poor or meek or persecuted are indeed righteous and innocent and blessed in God's eyes. And this faith, that you are justified before God for Jesus' sake, is not naivety. It's not wishful thinking. It is certain and true, because Jesus died for you. Furthermore, by faith, we hold to Christ, who having been crucified for our sins, is risen. Risen indeed. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of them who have fallen asleep. Therefore, by faith, we know that the saints who have died in Christ are now alive in Christ. By faith, we know that they live because he lives. By faith, we know that they will someday rise because he is risen. And again, this faith that the saints in heaven, even your beloved family members and friends, are alive before the throne of God, this is not a fairy tale to comfort those who mourn, nor is it a myth to attempt to explain the unexplainable. Oh, this is certain and true because Jesus Christ is risen indeed. Well, Saints' Day is a very important festival in our church calendar, one that it is right that we observe every year, so important, in fact, that we move it to a Sunday that we might observe it. Because All Saints' Day gives us saints who remain on earth an opportunity to remember the saints who have gone before us and are with the Lord now in their eternal rest. That's why we at Our Savior, like so many other Lutheran congregations, go through the names of those members who have died in the last year and read them aloud. We read these names to remember these saints, that we might thank God for his mercy toward them, both in blessing them during their lives on earth, but also in taking them to himself in heaven. This morning, as those names are read, as we remember each and every one of them, along with all of those other saints who are no longer with us on earth and yet are still very dear to us, you may grieve. A tear may come to your eye. To be sure, you shouldn't weep for them. They are at perfect peace and joy. But we grieve, we weep for ourselves as we continue in this world without the companionship of those loved ones who are no longer here with us. But as you remember, as you grieve, always remember the words of St. Paul. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Again. Since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, we know that God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. So it's only by faith that we saints on earth can grieve and still have hope. Yes, even this day as we grieve the loss of beloved Christian husbands and wives, fathers, mothers, children, friends, pastors, and others, we have hope. The sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is risen indeed, and he is certainly coming again. And when he returns, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Be encouraged by these words. Truly, the Feast of All Saints is a feast of faith. For by sight we do not see ourselves who suffer on earth as blessed, nor do we see the saints who have died in Christ as alive before his throne. But by faith alone, worked in our hearts by the Holy Spirit through the means of grace, we rejoice and are glad. We know that our reward is great in heaven. We confess that those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. Therefore, by faith alone, we do not grieve as others do who have no hope, neither over our temporal sufferings, nor over our dearly departed. For our hope is and ever shall be in Jesus, Jesus Christ alone. Has forgiven all your sins and strengthens and preserves us in body and soul into life everlasting. In his holy name, please stand.